And they fix everything, you say?
I think so.
Okay, Jeff sound.
My name's Jeff.
Jeff's there. Quagmire. Boxing bell. Victoria sound. Lovely.
Where's my actual bell?
Where's your actual bell? Do you know what? It did get robbed.
It did.
I think it's in the bottom studio.
It better be. That's what I'm saying.
I know you've paid a fortune for that little bell.
You're looking very Roxanne in there this morning.
I'm looking very what?
Roxanne. Roxanne.
Oh, it's the red light district in here, yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
You're standing in a massive red box.
Whatever you want for 50 quid,
just
Vic.
Just don't start taking your clothes off.
Whatever you need.
No thanks.
Have you ever been through the red light district in Amsterdam?
I've never been to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam is fascinating.
Yeah, I'd say so.
It's an incredible city.
Didn't you go on a school trip once, or did I imagine that? Somebody went on a school trip.
We didn't go, no, we went to France on our school trip.
Okay.
In transition year.
Okay.
And we went to all the hypermarkets.
Somebody I know was taken there on a school trip and the teachers marched them through the red light district and said, this is the red light district.
Okay, as part of the
kind of the educational, this is how they do it in other countries situation.
Oh, sexual economics.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't do that subject in school.
All right, no, me neither. Someone was telling me that. I can't remember who. But.
From what I've heard, they're trying to get rid of the red light district over there. They're trying to move it to another part of the city.
Oh, are they?
Like, it's the Dutch have just, like, you know, they're very liberal, as you know, for many, many years, and they've legalised a lot of things over there. Mm-hmm. But they keep it contained in one area.
Right, okay.
So you have that kind of, that side of the tourism. But then the other side of Amsterdam is all these incredible galleries and the Banksy Gallery and the Van Gogh place.
Yeah.
And it's just, everybody's on bikes. Though you might actually get killed by somebody on a bike. That's more of a chance of getting hit by a bike than a car over there. But it's phenomenal city.
I'd actually love to go. I must try and go.
Oh, you'd love it.
But you are looking very red light district this morning.
I know. I've just got my little red lights on in here. I like it. It's cozy.
Yeah.
It's cozy. Can I go on a little rant?
Go on.
Just a tiny little rant. I want to bring this to your attention. Oh my God. So, yesterday, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this clip, and I was like, what?
What in the name of?
What? WTF? It was Kieran Cudahy, and he was talking on News Talk, and this is Kieran's rant. Have a listen to this. Oh, by the way, before I play this clip, can I just drop a little stat into your mind? 14,000 plus homeless people in the country at the moment. People without a home, living in emergency accommodation. 4,000 of them children. Mm-hmm. Just have a listen.
Remember the doll printer? What did they spend on that? I think it was €800,000 plus just for the printer. And it ended up costing the state about €1.4 million. Once you added on all the bells and whistles, and once they had to take down walls and open up doors, like, when I say open up doors, I mean literally knock them off their hinges and knock down the wall either side to get this into the building. Well, they've done it now at a bike shed. Turns out Leinster House has spent €335,000 on a bike shed. So Ken Fox has this story. I'm reading it in the Daily Mail. It's in other newspapers as well. €335,000 for a bicycle storage shed that will store how many? 18 bicycles. 18 bikes. It works out at €18,000 per bike. That's how much they have spent. Taxpayers' money on a bike shed.
Anyway.
Shocking.
I just thought I'd throw that out there and just let you know that that's the kind of crack that's going on. How do you spend 345 grand on a bike shed for 18 bikes? Red FM
Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red
James is on to me here about Amsterdam. I try to go to the dam at least once a year. It's the most incredible city, and not for the seedy crack either.
Okay.
I head over there with my wife regularly. It's an incredible city, and the Dutch are absolutely top class.
Okay,
and class has lots of S's at the end of it. So he really likes the Dutch. Yeah, she goes well in my brain. myself and Rachel went over there 2 years ago for a little kind of a weekend break.
Okay.
You can fly from Cork.
Okay.
By the way, I'm not being paid by the Dutch tourism authority here. And we did. We took a stroll. You know, you gotta go just for a look.
Okay, so I'm going to Amsterdam.
You are, yeah.
for the day.
Oh, no, no, no. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, for the weekend.
Yeah.
Where am I going? What am I doing?
What are you doing? You can do the little barge things. All right.
Oh, okay.
But you got to go. Like, I mean, for the proper tourist experience, you got to go down and have a little kind of nose around the... What's going on down that little street with the red lights?
Okay, there's lots of little streets.
And I got to say, when we walk past it, we walk down that area just to have a look around. And it's so strange seeing, like, women and men in windows waving at you.
Are they really in
windows? Oh, yeah. They're in lingerie, sitting in windows, kind of... You're like
waving at you.
It's people shopping, and that's weird. It's very, very strange. We're not accustomed to it.
It's not part of our culture as such.
Yeah, it's completely accepted over there and completely normalised and regulated as well. And then you need to go to a place called the Supper Club.
Okay. So what happens there?
Supper Club is this mad big huge white room, and it's like it's done out like a nightclub, but it's a restaurant, and you just lie down in these massive beanbags.
Right.
And they bring out multiple courses, and they have a DJ playing on an altar, and they have a kind of like a swinging trapeze act.
Oh.
And then they bring out the dessert, and it's naked ladies with loads of desserts on them.
I was going to say, are any of these people wearing clothes?
And you queue up. And you take your dessert.
Are you wearing clothes in
there? Oh, you have to wear clothes in there.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not. Right.
Again, it's just one of those Amsterdam experience things. Go to the Banksy Museum's incredible.
Yes.
And the Van Gogh Museum.
I'd say there's some great galleries over there, yeah.
There you go.
What's the shopping like?
Shopping, not really a shopping city.
Okay. I mean,
they have everything, but it depends what you're shopping for.
Yeah.
Like if you're coffee shopping.
Yeah.
Smoke every day.
Anyway, that's enough about Holland. We've done you enough favours. We had a new game on the show yesterday. It's called Rapid Reply.
I've got a brand new game.
Okay.
Let's go for it. You ready?
Yeah.
This is called Rapid Reply. Now, this is serious. This is serious business here. We've had many Vic versus Rory games over the years. Singular.
Over the year, yeah.
But I have a feeling this is going to be the battle of all battles.
Okay.
And eventually, listeners, we will be getting you on the air and involved in it, okay? But I will have a little prize for the champion of this game after a few weeks.
What kind of a prize are we talking here now?
It'll be liquid. Your favourite.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So the way Rapid Reply works is I will give you something. I will give you a question and then I will give you a letter. You just have to shout out that reply. You don't shout your name out. You just got to go for it. Play along at home.
Okay.
Give me something you would find in a bedroom that begins with the letter W.
Wardrobe.
A window.
Rory takes it. Oh. Rory takes it. That was rapid.
Woo! Well done.
Oh, my God. Something you can eat that begins with the letter V.
Vanilla ice cream.
Yay! Oh, wow. Yay! Nice one, Vic.
There you go.
Shake the room.
I was dishing out in my house last night. It was in my head.
she's going to take this very seriously, by the way.
Isn't she?
Yep.
Rapid reply. Something that you can wear that begins with the letter F.
Frock.
Whoa!
No way!
Kids on fire. 2-1. Question number 4 on Rapid Reply. Can you give me something... Oh, you could have said fanny pack as well, by the way. Something you should not do in bed. Beginning with the letter E.
Eat.
Wow.
2-2.
This is close.
It is close.
Okay, rapid reply. One more question to go. Vic.
Yeah.
Rory. Something Cork people love. Beginning with the letter L.
Langer.
Oh!
Brilliant. Is that right?
In what context?
Wake up to Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I wake up early every morning.
Cork's Good Times.
Good time.
Red FM. Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
All right, showbiz, what's happening?
Okay, Adele has been talking about quitting music. She says she's going to be quitting for quite a while. Whether that means indefinitely or not, I don't know. I think the last break she had was when she made the album 25.
Mm-hmm.
She had a 5 or 6 year break until she bought out 30. Or 5 years, I guess you could say. But she's been talking on stage. She's currently doing this, you know, the residency in Munich.
Yeah.
And she was really emotional when she started talking to the audience about the fact that she's going to be taking a break from music. Have a listen.
I'm so sorry. I've got all your money now. I'm going to go.
I will not see you for an incredibly long time. And I will hold you dear in my heart for that whole next of my break. 7 years. Building a new life for myself, and I want to live it. I want to live my new life that I've been building. I will remember these shows for eternity.
Yeah, listen, she's got plenty of money, isn't
she? Hey, listen, scoop in, make the cash and relax.
There's lots of rumours flying around that she wants to have another baby. There was also a weird thing where she's with Rich Paul.
Mm-hmm.
She's been calling him her husband for like months and months and months, but apparently they're not even married. So
but they're engaged, aren't they?
They're engaged, but yeah. She's been called, which is fair enough. She can do what she wants. But what happened then was people started speculating that she got married in secret, but she mm-hmm. actually hasn't got married. So apparently that's another thing she's going to be doing with her time is having a nice big wedding.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Watch this space.
So the next album, what was the last album she released? What was it called? Was it 30?
Yeah, or? No, I can't remember. I don't know.
Let me have a look
here.
I can't
remember. Also, will you find out just quickly for me because I'm really nosy. What's her net worth? Thanks.
Okay, I'm say 400 million.
Is that your guess? I'm going to say more. I'm going to say 550.
Net worth. Let's have a look here. Oh, we're both way out.
Okay.
220 million. Okay. God, she's odd. Again, she'd be struggling for the Christmas.
She's doing all right. TV bakery queen, Mary Berry. Remember her? She always pops up. She's doing all the cookery shows. She's on Bake Off. I don't know if you've ever seen that. She said that she used to get soggy bottom by going skinny dipping. Apparently, she used to go on a holiday to a hotel in Cornwall and they used to sneak down to the pool at night and go in with no clothes on. She said they never got caught. She also has just revealed, this is pretty funny, that she, whenever she goes to Ibiza, she goes raving in a nightclub.
Mary Berry is into the old clubbing.
She's into a bit of skinny dipping and she's into a bit of raving.
I knew there was a wild side to Mary Berry.
She kind of has that sort of look about her.
She
eye,
does, yeah.
She?
There's a twinkle in the eye there, a bit of devilment. She's still involved in
Bake Off.
Bake Off, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I think she has a huge stake in it. I think she's one of the.
Oh, does she?
Oh, yeah. She's one of the directors of Bake Off Limited.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. But yeah, there you go. Did you ever go skinny dipping?
What? Nudie swimming?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I did when I jumped into a swimming pool and the shorts fell off my arse. Do you ever do that when you jump into the deep end and you come back up too quick and the old cacks whip off and you look around and your jocks are about a mile away? That ever happened to you?
No.
It's great, Craig. Let's go.
With KC. Red FM. Cork's Good Times.
Adele's last album was 30 in 2021, so the next album we might have from her could be 40.
And finally, 4 in 10 people say they don't like apologising. 18% say they don't feel comfortable saying sorry, with 15% saying they don't like admitting when they're wrong. The poll of 1,000 adults aged between 20 and 50 found a quarter feel embarrassed at the thought of apologising. And that's the latest news this hour.
Good morning, you beautiful creatures. Hello, Davey.
Morning, Casey, Vic, Rory. In the news there, they were saying that people hate apologising mm-hmm. and they never admit that they're wrong. How many of them were women?
Hello and welcome to Am I Weird?
Old school Davey.
Davey. We're going to have words, Davey.
Davey.
Oh,
amazing. Am I Weird is a question that we like to ask you on the show every now and then. You just hit us with your little weird things that you do. You think they're strange, but you'd be surprised. Lots of people out there are just like you.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Or good morning. Am I Weird? Let's go to a few regular Am I Weirders.
Hi, good morning, guys. Am I weird that my volume on either the TV or the radio or the computer has to be an even number?
Okay, the even number thing is, does anybody experience that you have to have, if the volume has to be 7?
No.
Or it has to be... sorry, did you say even numbers?
Even numbers, yeah.
It has to be an exact even number. Even when you put the oven on or the microwave, you have to have it on an even number.
Oh.
That is a fairly frequent thing. I don't think it's weird.
Do you do it?
No, I don't.
I've never done it. Have you, Rory? No. I've never even thought of doing it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you are weird.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Poor guy.
I'm weird because I like
Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
He loves Brussels sprouts. Yeah.
Brussels sprouts are superb at Christmas time. Buttery Brussels sprouts dipped in YR brown sauce. Oh, good luck to you.
I just think it tastes like you're licking a felt-tipped pen.
A felt-tipped pen?
Yeah.
I've never thought of that.
When you're
that
a
way.
Kid, do you ever lick a felt-tipped pen when you're a kid? That's what Brussels sprouts taste like.
No, that's weird.
Like.
No, felt-tipped pens don't make you go... At least not in my experience. Am I weird?
Am I weird? When I see one magpie, I pull my hair 7 times.
Okay, yeah. Now this is a classic Am I Weird.
We've had that in a few times.
We've thrown that one out before, and this is something that people have done. I don't know, is it an old school Cork thing? Is it something that was instructed by Granny back in the day and it just becomes a thing?
It must be an old wives tale because we've had it in a few times.
Good morning. Am I weird? I love to have ketchup on beans.
Okay, ketchup on beans.
Oh.
Ketchup sauce on ketchupy sauce, tomatoey sauce. It's probably giving it an extra bit of kick. I don't think there's anything weird.
It's a bit weird.
But yeah, it's weird.
Okay. All right, okay.
Morning, Casey and Vic. It's Wayne here again. Am I weird? In the evenings when I take a shower or whenever, you know, in the mornings, one shower to wash up, it's not good enough, you know?
Oh.
Washing once, it feels like I'm not clean enough, and then I have to shower twice.
Okay, this is what I was talking about. He doesn't think he's clean after one shower. So he has a shower, steps out, doesn't feel clean, goes back in for another shower.
So he's double showering.
Double showering, yeah.
Well, listen.
That's weird, lads. That's weird.
It's supposed to be weird. That's the title of the link.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Am I weird because I always throw the first 3 slices of bread in the pan?
What?
Hang on a second.
Can we break that down?
Do that again.
Am I weird because I always throw the first 3 slices of bread in the pan?
Throw them out.
No, he said he throws them in the pan.
Oh, he throws them out.
I think he throws out the first 3 slices of the pan.
Why?
Of the pan of bread.
Why does he throw those
out? To get
to
the fresh bread in the middle. So
the deeper you go, the fresher the bread.
Yeah. Okay, so it's like this. Okay, yeah.
No,
yeah.
buddy, those first 3 slices could be toasted.
I was going to say toast them, or else
all the way.
Stick them out for the birds.
Absolutely. Birdies, here we go.
Am I weird? I like popcorn and salt and vinegar potato mixed together.
Okay.
That's okay.
The way she's whispering.
I know, because she's weird. If anybody hears it, they'll think she's weird.
Yeah. I think that was Julie.
Okay, Julie, again, I don't know.
It's popcorn with salt and vinegar crisps.
Nothing wrong with it.
There's something that you always say that you should eat popcorn with.
What popcorn and mulled cheesers.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, the ultimate combination. I need your voice notes.
Yeah.
086-8104-106. Just start with Am I Weird and give me your little weird thing. We'll get back to these.
Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
Morning.
Hello.
Am I weird because I get the hiccups if I eat raw carrots?
That's a weird one.
That is, it's like a reaction to carrots.
Carrots aren't very gassy. Can you do us a favour? I want you to have a load of Brussels sprouts tonight and see if you can land on the moon.
Hi, this is Olivia. Am I weird because I eat ketchup with pizza?
No, you're not.
No.
You're wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money.
Here comes Keith. Keith with the lovely teeth. He's here to win 1,000 euro. Now, I asked Keith if he has played with us before, and he said no.
Right.
But he's been sniffing around elsewhere.
But he's
home now. He's,
well done, Keith.
He's come back to Red. And for that alone, we should give you the grand. But
yeah,
unfortunately, I can't. Keith, what part of the world?
Do so.
Yeah, grand. You're the winner. Woo! Keith, where have you been hiding? Where have you been?
Under a rock,
that's okay. Well, listen, good to have you back.
Nothing wrong with that.
I appreciate that, buddy. Keith, you got 10 questions, 60 seconds, 10 out of 10. You've got a grand. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who has a current song called Houdini?
Eminem.
Cork City play their home games where?
Stars Cross.
What actor played Rambo?
Sylvester Stallone.
Question number 4. What country was Dua Lipa born in?
UK.
Question 5. True or false, Toy Story 5 is being produced right now?
True.
Question 6. Where is the TT bike race held?
Oil Man.
Question 7. What footballer is in a relationship with Georgina Rodriguez?
Oh my god. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Question number 8. Charlie Kelly is a character on what TV show?
What, sorry?
Charlie Kelly is a character on what TV show? Throw a guess at me. Irish television show. Just say anything.
An Irish television.
Quickly.
Fair City.
Question 9. Who released the best-selling book in The Infinite Echo in 2024?
You were doing well. You did well.
Oh, he was doing brilliant.
Yeah.
You're doing brilliant. You got Eminem, Turner's Cross, Sylvester Stallone, Dua Lipa born in the UK. They're making Toy Story 5,
yeah,
which is great news. Isle of Man is correct. Ronaldo is correct. Fair City is correct. Charlie Kelly was in Fair City and is in Fair City, I believe. Yeah. Who released the best-selling book, The Infinite Echo, in 2024? It was J.K. Rowling.
Oh, yeah. J.K. So Rowling. Close. That was a 9 out of 10.
Okay, well, listen, we still have a bit of cobwebs to blow off the old brain there, but we'll bring you back another day.
Defo, yeah.
And in the meantime, you got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. And Keith, mind yourself, and we'll talk to you another day, buddy. Thanks
Enjoy
so much.
The rock.
On the ball. Thanks very much, lad.
Cheers, kid. See you later on. If you want to play the pop quiz, qualifying question about 5 to 8 every single morning. And again, the amount of love and calls and curiosity around our little buddy who won €1,000 with his mum the other morning. Because, you know, we wanted to find out if he had spent the money and if he got Oasis tickets. Little Tom. So you're correct. Yay! Tom! Tom, you've won the pop quiz! A 10-year-old Oasis fan has just taken €1,000 off us on the pop quiz this morning. Buddy, I'm absolutely buzzing for you. Are you happy?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
Little voice.
I know all their songs, like, so it kind of paid off.
Oh, my God. And right throughout the weekend, it was just message after message after message. Did Tom get Oasis tickets? Did the little 10-year-old buddy of ours who won the €1,000? Julianne, how are you?
Good morning, Casey. How are you?
Did we get the tickets?
We did.
Yes! Brilliant! Oh my God, thank God for that. Corks, good times, this is Red FM. What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
What?
I'm an absolute pox. As soon as I open my mouth, things happen.
Morning, Casey.
Sorry.
Thanks very much there for the weather update. Mm-hmm. Just to let you know there, it's lashing over the heavens here.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
See what I mean?
Who's that, Kev? Well, there you go.
Kev, thanks very much. Or was that Dara?
I think it was Kev. Kev.
Hold on a second. I've got a Dara and I have a Kev and I have a Paul.
It's Kev. I've checked it for you.
Thanks very much, Kev. It was like, do you remember when Rihanna Umbrella came out? Honest to God, when Rihanna Umbrella was played, this weird thing happened that summer where every time it played, it started rained. Lashing rain. Now, I know that's not much of a coincidence living in this country, but...
I was going to say it rains 80% of the time.
Let's see what's going on in the world today. We've got 18 days until the live episodes of Strictly hit the telly. 58 days to Halloween, 304 days until Oasis are back together, everybody. Today is International Skyscraper Day. So the only thing we have to celebrate here is the Elysian Tower.
That's about the tallest in... Yeah.
It's kind of like a fun-size skyscraper.
It is.
Skyscraper Day if you're a skyscraper enthusiast. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Charlie Sheen, who's 59, Gareth Southgate's 54, Jennifer Page, the girl that had the Crush song, she's 51, and Fern Cotton is 43 today. That's who you're celebrating with. On this day in 1988, UB40 had a number one hit with what song?
Red, Red Wine.
They did indeed. In 1995 on this day, eBay was founded.
Oh.
So eBay's been on the go since this day, 1995. On this day in 2002, Roy Keane announced that he could be sidelined for 3 months with a hip operation.
Oh.
So he had to get the whole hip sorted. So he was out of action for a long time. And on this day in 2019, in America, Walmart said it's going to stop selling handguns in their supermarket.
Oh, God.
They used to have handguns and shotguns set up beside the iceberg lettuce. Yes, you gotta love them.
My God.
Like, imagine going into Tesco.
Into
Super Value.
I'm buying.
Need some Kimberly, I need some low fat milk, and get a load of cartridges.
Handgun.
Yeah.
Bizarre. Okay,
there's two things going around in the papers this morning that are probably going to wind a lot of people up. Ticketmaster and MCD will face an Oireachtas grilling over the touting of Oasis tickets as politicians accuse rock legends of throwing the working classes under the bus.
Okay.
So now everybody's, it's like, you know that meme of Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Where there's five Spider-Mans and they're all pointing at each other.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
As to which one's the real Spider-Man.
Who's to blame?
This is what's going on between Ticketmaster, between the promoters, between the band, between the other sites that are selling tickets. Everyone's going, it's not my fault, it's their fault.
But at least there's some kind of an investigation into it, which needs to happen, because it just got out of control at the weekend, didn't it?
There needs to be a set price for tickets. Yeah. That's it. It doesn't go up, it doesn't go down.
A cap.
You're still making millions, lads. Yeah. You know, you're already multimillionaires. Yeah. You know, don't be so greedy. Apparently the band had to agree to this dynamic pricing, which Ticketmaster introduced a good few years ago.
But was it the band or was it their spokespeople?
Well, they'd have to get the band would have to give it the nod of approval, going,
would they have
oh, yeah.
To sign something?
Well, you're sitting around a boardroom table and the lads are going, do you know what? I can make another 9 million out of this gig.
But if it was you, what would you say?
If I was in a band, if I was already incredibly wealthy and successful and I was getting the band back together for a tour, I'd go, give it to people for a set price.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because we're still making a fortune out of it.
Yeah.
And we're going to make millions on the merch.
They're going to live to regret it.
I think so. There's a huge backlash on it. And, you know, these are working class lads from, you know, a housing estate in a little place in Manchester.
Yeah. A lot of the comments are reflecting on that. They're saying, come on, lads. You know what it's like to come from an ordinary background.
Yeah.
And aren't they the people that you want to come and watch your gigs?
Did you see that resurfaced tweet from Liam Gallagher yesterday?
Go on.
He posted this about 5 years ago. $365 to see our kid over in America. What a... See you next Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah.
And $365 is nothing compared to what they're charging.
£365 wouldn't get you a hot dog at one of their gigs now.
Wake up to Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I wake up early every morning.
Cork's Good Times.
Good time.
Red FM.
Hey, Kelly.
Morning.
Hey, Victoria.
Hello.
Hey, Rory.
Hi.
So, this is a bit of a strange one. What do you purchase on a day-to-day basis or a week-to-week basis when you're doing your shop that's in a tin that you would regularly purchase?
Tuna.
Tuna, okay. Beans?
Yeah.
Good for your heart.
Sweet
the more
corn.
You eat, the more you fart. Sweet corn?
Yeah.
Peaches? Anyone buy a tin of peaches every now and then?
I do like the old cocktails, you know, the old fruit cocktails.
Oh, fruit cocktails, yeah. That's quite
nice.
When you're making a flan.
All right, Abigail's Party, 1972.
Is that one of your five a day, Rory?
Yeah, fruit cocktails. Yeah. Give me a tub of fruit cocktail.
It's very nice, actually.
Tinned fruit.
Yeah, yeah. It's hey, listen, that's where they make it. People buy it. This is a strange one. Have a listen.
Heinz has unveiled its latest culinary offer. Spaghetti carbonara in a can is aimed at younger generation of customers who want a quick and easy meal. It follows the manufacturer's other classic products like tin spaghetti, spaghetti hoops, and even spaghetti with sausages. So how will this one go down with the lovers of Italian food?
Why bother with carbonara? Carbonara is not something you could put in a tin. It's offensive, not authentic.
That is horrific.
It is horrific, isn't
it?
I
would totally eat that.
Would you?
Tinned carbonara.
Carbonara in a tin?
It takes about 5 minutes to make.
On top of some toast.
How do you make it?
Eggs, parmesan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And a bit of ham. A bit of bacon.
A bit of bacon.
And
you put
that
into the pot and then into the pasta. It's very easy.
In a tin.
Do you know what? I do love a spaghetti hoop, though. That reminded me.
That and Bombay student mix. Do you know how to make Bombay student mix?
No.
So, you go to your computer. You pick up the keyboard and you... Okay, knock all the stuff out of it. And that's Bombay student mix. It's free...
dude.
Gross.
It's free grub.
That's horrible.
Yeah. The strangest things that they've put into tins.
Yeah.
You could buy hot dogs in a tin.
Yeah.
Over in America, you can pull it out of a tin. It's a ready to roll hot dog. Cheeseburgers in tins.
No.
I've seen a whole chicken in a can.
No
yeah, chicken
way.
In a can. Yeah.
Whole chicken.
How big is the can?
How small is the chicken? So many questions, Vic. Anyway, just further proof that the world we're living in is, it continues to be slightly bonkers.
With KC on Cork's Good Times. Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Okay, loads of talk, obviously, about Oasis at the minute. That's everywhere. But this is an interesting clip. Travis, remember Travis, the band from the 90s, early noughties?
Yes, yeah, Scottish Glasgow.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Their frontman, Fran Healy, has been chatting about a time that he met Liam Gallagher. It's when they were both kind of like soaring up the charts, and they were doing the festival circuit. He was telling Vernon Kay on the BBC what happened to the first time he ever met him. Have a listen to this.
I was walking past his dressing room and he's like, "Oi, you, come here." And I'm like, "What, me?" And he's like, "Come in." And I went into his dressing room. And Liam's like a god at this point. He's at the absolute... It's peak Oasis.
It's either, is he going to crack a can of lager over and have a drink, or is he going to kick me head in?
I know. And he's like, sit down. And I sat down and he's like, there's a guitar, do a song. And I'm like, I'm sitting and I'm like,
play!
Yeah. And then my hands are shaking and I get the guitar and start playing this song. And I hadn't played it to anyone. It was a brand new song called Love, L-U-V. Just put my head down and I just started singing this song. And it's a really, really sad beat. It's a lovely, lovely song. And at the end of it, I finished it and looked up and he was tears streaming down his face. And he was just like, he just paused for a second and he went, "You are weird." As he wiped the tears from his eyes.
Am I weird?
Am I weird?
Liam Gallagher will throw that in there.
Yeah.
That was great. He caught him on the hop. I think he was too much of a big man to admit he got hit by a love song.
Yeah, probably. So he just turned it over. David Beckham. Remember the documentary that the Beckhams did there recently? Yeah. Where David was kind of poking his head around the door while Victoria was talking to the interviewer.
Tell him the truth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, the director apparently was saying they were trying to keep David out of the room that Victoria, and even out of the house that Victoria was being interviewed in, because they were worried that he'd be butting in.
Yeah, they wanted her to be honest and whatnot. But thankfully, they decided to put that clip in. That was the big most viral clip out of the whole show.
I understand that Fisher Stevens tried everything in his power to keep you guys separate.
Well, he was angry during the interview.
He was angry with me. You know, Fisher, I love Fisher. He apparently wanted me out the house, and that particular day was Victoria's first day of filming. When she was sat there, the doors closed, and then I was about to leave for the office, but I had made a coffee. And then I saw a spare set of headphones, so I put the headphones on, and I heard Fisher talking about, you know, the whole, you know, our parents and our upbringing. And then all of a sudden, I heard her say, you know, we're working class. And that moment, I was like, okay. I headed to the door, I opened the door, and I was like, so that's really, I was like, be honest. The camera guys were so amazing because they literally panned over to me at the door, and that was really a moment that, kind of went viral, but Fisher was not happy.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, they left it in, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
If he was that unhappy with it, he wouldn't have left it in.
Further proof, somebody tells you something's a bad idea, go with it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Loads of talk about Mike Tyson. Obviously, he's got this fight coming up with Jake Paul now in the next few months. But you heard him talking about, what was it yesterday you were telling me?
Oh, my God, this is very funny.
Yeah,
so they were talking about Molly May.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Molly May and poor old Mike Tyson got very confused because he thought they were talking about Molly, which is slang for a narcotic over in the States.
Yeah.
Michael D. Higgins. You know what I'm talking about.
What do you think about the Fury Molly May breakup?
No one knows the pain of the heavyweight champion when he's alone.
Got it.
You know, torment ourselves. Tell me something. You guys are going,
whispering. Let's go.
It's actually his brother. His
little brother. Tommy
Fury. What's Tommy doing?
He broke up with Molly.
I think...
Who the f*** is Molly? Molly is
thinking about getting high.
He thought he was on something as opposed to breaking up with something. Poor old Mike.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. With exclusive access to the club's inner world, stream season 2 of Mission to Burnley with Now.
Sabrina Carpenter. And please, 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 will somebody kind of let us know what's going on with her Stephen Keoghan, if it's on or off. He's liking all her posts. He's sending little love hearts to her.
Yeah, it's on and it's off.
They're playing the PR game.
They are, indeed.
I'm mad late with this and I apologise. Good morning. Any chance you could wish Maya a happy fourth birthday today from Mum and Dad and Brother Billy and the dogs, Buddy and Daisy and the whole family. We'd be delighted if you could do it before 8:30. I am fashionably late. I hope you're still listening, Missy. Have a great day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That comes in from your little baby sister as well.
Aww.
Kicking her little legs in the air. It's 20 to 9 and it's 20k time. €20,242.82. Nobody answered the phone yesterday. So if you were in for yesterday's draw, you're in today. Brilliant amount of money for you to win. You could have so much fun. Take a lot of pressure off a certain thing that's happening very soon. Did I mention, Vic?
Yeah.
Did I mention?
I know.
That there's a... 112 sleeps till Crimbo.
Is that it?
So would 20 grand help things out over the next few months for you? €20,242.82 is up for grabs right now. So we've doubled the dosh in the cash machine from yesterday. If you're in from yesterday, you're in the draw already. If not, text RED to 57557. That is the word RED and RED only to 57557. To play this game, it will cost you €2.50 to enter. You have to be over 18 and you're playing across the Go Loud network of stations, redfm.ie, for the legal T's and C's and bits and bobs. You have to answer within five rings. Kira makes the call with Barry between 3 and 4. And if you answer that phone and just say €20,242.82, that money's in your bank account at 5 o'clock today. Wow! Want to win? Want to play? This is where you win the life-changing money every single morning. Wake up at Red FM and we will change your life with these incredible jackpots. €20,242.82. That is what's for grabs today. You sent me a WhatsApp photograph yesterday, by the way.
Yeah.
And you said I need to talk about this in the morning.
Yeah.
What were you giving out about?
There's a certain supermarket who already has, you know, the big tubs of sweets you get at Christmas.
The big Christmas tubs. They're in already.
They're in already.
Life-changing cash for Cork.
Red FM's Cash Machine. Cash Machine. I'm doing just fine now, it's
over. Let's go. Red FM Breakfast.
With KC.